Mr. DJ, won't you please play a real country song? Where's your conscience? What's the problem? Speak up and say what's wrong. Play Loretta or some Conway, some Haggard and George Jones. Mr. DJ, can't you please play a real country song?
Hey everybody, welcome to Twang Nation podcast number 13. Of course, that's Mr. Dale Watson doing Mr. DJ. Some news on Dale Watson. He's going to be on the David Letterman show Monday, June 24th. So you guys tune in. And today is Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Dale, you're probably going to get this after the fact.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you, Franklin, because I couldn't have done that. And it's also Tammy Wynette's birthday, RIP Tammy Wynette. And we just recently lost the greatest voice in country music, George Jones, her ex-husband, and we'll be getting to that more of that later. Right now, I'd like to kick off with a Durham, North Carolina band. It's MC Taylor in collaboration with Scott Hirsch. The name of the band is His Golden Messenger, one of my favorite bands going. They've got a new album called Haw, H-A-W, on Paradise of Bachelors, and the name of this song is Red Rose Natala.
Oh,
That's His Golden Messenger. The name of the song is Red Rose Natala, and the name of the album is Haw, and it's out now on Paradise of Bachelors Records. I didn't find a proper website for His Golden Messenger, so you'll have to go to their Facebook page or go to the Paradise of Bachelors site proper. All right, next up we've got Shannon McNally. I've always been a fan of hers. She's based out of Oxford, Mississippi now. Recently, she was part of The Wandering, which has Jim Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars, as well as Amy Levere and Valerie June as bandmates to that. That was a pretty amazing collaboration. If you get a chance, check those guys out. And she's got a new EP out called Lightwalker Demo, and the name of this cut is If It Were Mine to Keep. Shannon McNally. I just love her voice. That's If It Were Mine to Keep from her new EP out called Lightwalker Demos. And you can learn more about her at shannonmcnally.com. All right, this next band is from Portland, Oregon. They're kind of, and this is the way I've described them in the past, and you may or may not agree, it's kind of Doc Boggs meets the Pixies. The name of the band is The Builders and the Butchers, and this song is Dirt in the Ground.
yard last night, and he was dancing on his very own grave. You gave him the box and the shovel and the cross. You kept a hammering nails, boy. You kept a hammering nails. Your house was on fire by your own two hands, and the flames, they rose through the sky. The neighbors all gathered at the edge of the grass, singing, you stole away in the night, boy. You stole away in the night. And the dark old days are not too far away. One day soon you'll be the dirt in the ground. Daddy went out to the yard last night to take back everything that he gave. He went for the house and the woods all around. And you stole away in the night, boy. You stole away in the night. You're living in and under the pale moonlight, and the ground, it breaks when you move. Breath is so quiet when you're breaking a branch, singing, you've got the trembling hands, boy. You've got the trembling hands. And the dark old days are not too far away. One day soon you'll be the dirt in the ground. When the sun came up, the sun went in black. The sun came up when the sun went out. One day soon you'll be the dirt in the ground. Then you can sing what the Lord gave. You'll be crying them tears when he's taking it all away. You can sing praise to what the Lord gave, and you'll be crying them tears when he's taking it all away. Far gone to be saved by the priest and the book or the cloth on the cross. So you kept a hammer and nails. 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 You kept a hammer and 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 you kept a hammer and
Builders and the Butchers, Dirt in the Ground, from their upcoming album Western Medicine on Bad Man Recordings Company. It's going to be out July 2nd, and this is their follow-up to 2011 Dead Reckoning. I love these guys. I haven't seen them in concert yet, but I hear they put on a great show. They're very similar to Oh Death, which I'm a fan of. So find out more about them at thebuildersandbutchers.com. This next band is based out of Los Angeles, and surprisingly or not surprisingly, Los Angeles has a very burgeoning roots in Americana music scene. I'm always impressed with the work that goes on down there, and the Grand Ole Echo and the community down there that support each other, and the quality of music that's coming out. The name of this band is the Dust Bowl Revival, and the name of the song is Hard River Gal.
Well, she's the kind of woman, she likes to drive face. Is she the kind of woman she like to drive you fast? She got a V8 hurt, you know it ain't gonna last. She'll bake a pie for breakfast and show the cake at night. She'll bake a pie for breakfast and show the cake. She got the sugar spoon in one hand, the other she's holding a knife, but she's my harbor girl. If you come home late, she'll beat you with the gun and hose. If you come home, she'll meet you with a garden hose. And if you look at her sister Doris, she'll punch you right in the nose. How come her sister Doris so pretty and my honey look like a garbage truck? How come her sister Doris so pretty and my darling?
The Dust Bowl Revival. I love this song. She's got an ass like Texas. I'm gonna get the bumper sticker. It's got to be done. That's Hard River Gal from their latest Carry Me Back Home. It's self-released and it's out now. You can learn more at dustbowlrevival.com. This next one is from the upcoming album by Jason Isbell. Jason Isbell is what you would call a legend in the Americana scene, by way of The Drive-By Truckers, but he's been on his own for quite some time. This is his second solo release without his band, the 400 Unit. The name of the album upcoming is Southeastern, and the name of this song is Traveling Alone.
Mountains rough this time of year. Close the highway down, they don't warn the town. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to can't beat the angry snow. And I know every town we're passing through, what good does no one do? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite, Ybor City on a Friday night. Couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired.
Just a master songwriter. That's Jason Isbell, Traveling Alone, from the upcoming album Southeastern on Southeastern Records and 30 Tigers, and that's going to be out June 11th. And if you listen closely, he's got his newly betrothed violinist, singer, and now wife, Amanda Shires, on the cut with him. Yeah, this is a very personal album, and I really like what I've heard from it so far. Find out more at jasonisbell.com. All right, this next cut is from Rita Hoskins, based in Davis, California. She's got an interesting background. Apparently, her father worked at a sawmill, and her grandfather worked in the coal mine. So, you know, I don't know how this has anything to do with the song, but I just love the background story on this. This is Rita Hosking, and the name of the song is Nothing Left of Me.
On someone else. When you look inside, do you find yourself? Before before the year is through, will you see that there'll be nothing left of me? The mouths move and the tongues flap around. The eyes bulge out but don't look toward a sound. What use to tell a deaf and blind world that I'm the disappearing girl?
Oh, haven't you heard? We can die before we die and vanish without
dark earth. It rips apart the grass, it digs up the dirt. The wind will come and carry soil away. It blows into a storm and it swirls all day.
Rita Hosking, Nothing Left of Me, from her album Little Boat, which is self-released, and it's out now. Go to ritahosking.com and find out more. Now, I always say this in every podcast, and you good folks, I don't need to tell you, but I like to do this for my own self so I can sleep at night. Anything that you hear here, go out, find out more about them, buy the music, go to the shows, buy the t-shirts, all of that stuff, because most of these people are trying to buy gas just to get her on the road and to put out their next album. So anyway, do that. This next cut is from Shona Tucker. You might know her from the Drive-By Truckers, ex-songwriter and singer in the last few albums, and bass player. She's also, incidentally, ex-Jason Isbell wife, ex-wife, which is neither here nor there. She's got a new album coming out, and I don't know when, and I don't know the name of the album because I wasn't able to discern that, but here is a cut from Shona Tucker and her new band Eye Candy, and the name of the song is Linda Please.
Circles fall down to the ground, little Linda, I can tell that you
That's Shona Tucker and Eye Candy. The name of the song is Linda Please. Go to shonatucker.net and find out more information. I know they've been touring around the album, but I don't know the name of it, ultimately, and I don't know when it's going to be released, but should be soon. I like what I've heard from it so far. This next cut is from another legend of Americana and roots music, been around for quite some time. This is her seventh album and her first for New West Records. This is Patty Griffin. And the name of this song is Mom and Dad's Waltz.
I'd walk for miles, cry or smile for my mama and daddy. Start 'cause I'm happy and
Describe that voice as angelic. That's Patty Griffin, Mom and Dad's Waltz from the new album American Kid. It's out on New West Records May 7th. This is the first album she's done in Memphis. Usually she does her work in Austin and in Nashville, so it's going to be interesting. She's working with North Mississippi All-Stars Luther Dickinson and Cody Dickinson, which I assume is his brother. And the song that you just heard is a tribute to her parents. Find out more about her at pattygriffin.com. This next band is out of Greenwich, New York. They're called Eastbound Jesus. They've been in touch with me several times, and I finally gave a listen to this album. I really like it a lot, and especially this particular song, Eastbound Jesus, and the song is Katie Bell.
Now you know they won't find me. There were flashing lights at every turn. We were trying to get out. Katie Bell, yeah, take the wheel. Don't you turn around. I heard shotgun shells and Katie Bell falling on the ground. But I was too afraid to look, so I just laid the pedal down. Now I'm on my way to Mexico and I'm running out of gas. Katie's in the backseat and I know she's fading fast. Pulled over on the shoulder with one hand on my gun. Looked at Katie in the rear view, said I'll see you when it's done. Now that long man is drawing, staring me down. He said, boy, I've been longing just to see you on the ground. Said, don't try and test me. I just looked him in the eye. Said, you know you won't catch me till the day.
That's Eastbound Jesus. The name of the song is Katie Bell, and the album is Northern Rock. It's self-released, out now. And go to Eastbound Jesus and buy it, eastboundjesus.com. All right, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for listening. Appreciate everybody coming to the website, following me on Twitter at twangnation.com, and Instagram and Facebook and all the other places where I lurk. And I want to give a shout-out to Country Fried Rock, NoDepression.com, The Bluegrass Situation, and all my other Americana and Roots music buds online. Go check them out. Great information all across the line, not just with me. I'm the lesser. We lost a great voice last week in country music. Probably no one's going to be able to ever fill his shoes. The great George Jones left this world, and his tribute was on the television and on the web the other day. The Opry website actually crashed because of it. There was some beautiful testimonies and great performances. Check those out if you get a chance. The few of them are on YouTube. Anyway, this is my personal favorite song from him. It's called Choices. This is the great George Jones. And again, thanks for listening.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run. But I'm still losing this game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices
that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living, dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I've made.